What's going on, everyone? Thank you all so much for tuning into the show this lovely Monday morning. I read an interesting piece of news the other day. It was from Roka News. I don't know if you guys know what Roka News is. I've spoken about them before. A very unbiased news station or news outlet. This isn't an ad for them. They don't pay me any money. They shouldn't, right? They shouldn't pay me any money. But Roka News, if you give a fuck about your what you take in when it comes to current events, take a look at that, because it's pretty much straightforward and to the point. But anyway, that's not the point of this conversation. They had an article on there, or a little piece of something, that mentioned that the Taliban is actually banned from, the Taliban is banned from a few different social media platforms. Those platforms being Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok, right? And personally, I think they would do very, very well on those three. I mean, those are the three that they would, they'd excel. They would absolutely excel. On Facebook, I mean, are you kidding me? They starting pages and arguing with people, they could do that all day. YouTube, premier platform for live beheadings and shit, right? That's perfect for them. Perfect for them to spread whatever ideas and propaganda that they'd like. YouTube and Facebook, you can get big groups of people. You get nice big groups of people. And you can get them to all think the way that you think about different things, right? That's why I think they would do great on Facebook. Oh, and TikTok, I mean, TikTok would make it fun. It would make being in the Taliban kind of trendy, right? They're dancing while they're lighting people on fire and shit. Chopping heads off. Wop, wop, wop. Wet ass pussy. There's like bitches in the back. Yeah. I think that would be awesome. Way better than what they got on there now. Don't you think? On TikTok? What is TikTok? TikTok is, I don't even have that. I have Instagram. And basically, all the TikTok stuff goes to Instagram as well. So there's no point in having, you know, there's no point in having a separate app at this point. Plus, I mean, they all steal things from each other. I mean, half the shit you can do on TikTok, you can do on Instagram. Half the shit you can do on Instagram, you can do on Facebook and back and forth and all over the fucking place. But I think that they would do great on those three platforms, especially, I obviously said Facebook, but I think TikTok would be fun because it would bring like a new flair to being a terrorist. You know, we only see the bad side, the blowing shit up. That's all we think about the Taliban. What if they like to dance? You don't think they jam out to some Doja Cat or Megan Thee Stallion? Think about what's on there now. It's just kids, 12-year-old kids dancing to some like crazy songs. Like back in the day when I was young, you had to like steal your older siblings' music, like a CD or whatever, their iPod or MP3 player. Or you could look it up on YouTube later on. But, you know, it took time for you to get introduced into some different adult-like ideas, right? Sex, drugs, violence, pain, love, these type of things. You don't, as a kid, you don't have any real concept of it until you get a little older and you start to take things in selectively or non-selectively, right? I mean, everything is, you're going to catch a whiff of something. Oh, you could watch a commercial today and you could get a rock hard dick off the shit that's on there. You know what I'm saying? But being honest, I mean, there's all that shit's all over the place. So sex sells. Why wouldn't they have some beautiful supermodel selling cheeseburgers? You know what I'm saying? Eating cheeseburgers and dripping them all. You know, that's already you getting this. But beside the point, they're on TikTok dancing and singing and doing real cool things, trendy stuff. But when you listen to the songs, there's a song on there. Some of y'all who have TikTok or whatever would know. And I don't know the full song, but the part that the kids dance to is "Watch me fuck you off this motherfucking perk." Watch me fuck you off this motherfucking perk. At 12, you have that at your disposal. Like, even when you were stealing things as a kid, stealing like CDs, or if you were on YouTube, it probably wasn't your own laptop, you probably wasn't your own computer, you had to kind of hide it. This is your dancing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, watch me fuck you off this motherfucking perk. Watch this sexual intercourse under the influence of an opiate. That is essentially what you just said. That's what you just said. And there's like, you know, and I'm all for it. I don't care. In terms of consuming it, I don't have a TikTok for that sole reason, because it's nonsense. But sure, let kids do it. I don't give a fuck. I'm not over here on a high horse saying kids shouldn't boop, boop, boop. No. When I was a kid, you know what I was watching? I was watching George Carlin videos. I was watching Bruce Lee fuck people up with a black guy who's smashing all the Asian women, titties out. I'm listening to Jimi Hendrix. I'm listening to crazy things as a kid. And then God forbid when I was able to go on YouTube on my own. Then it's, you know, I'm looking up anything and everything. So it's part of being a kid, I suppose, getting exposed to weird shit. But you don't think the Taliban would be kind of cool on TikTok, you know? Just burning a family alive. Just burning a family alive. You know what I'm saying? Just, it would, I think it would be nice with a song, with a nice song. Watch me burn your fucking family alive, right? This, to the same beat of watch me fuck you off this motherfucking perk. Watch me kill your fucking father in cold blood. Watch me kill your fucking father in cold blood. Like that, what's the difference? What is the difference between those two sentences? There really isn't much, you know? But all hope is not lost. All hope is not lost for the content creators over at the Taliban main office, because they are allowed on Twitter. So we can know what's happening with the Taliban, but we can't know what's on their mind, right? Facebook asks what's on your mind. Can't know that, but what's happening? A little more straight to the point, very present as well. What's happening? What's happening right now? And I think that's good. I think it'll be good for them. That's a good platform as well. As long as they don't break the terms and services. That was the only stipulation. It's the same stipulation for all of us. Don't break the terms and services, whatever the fuck they are. I don't know what they are. But Twitter, you could put anything on Twitter. As a young man, I used to jerk off on Twitter. There's porn all over. You can do whatever you want on Twitter. You can kill, I mean, videos of people getting killed and whatever else. With no warning signs, no nothing. From what I understand, the CEO of Twitter more or less wants it to be that way. That's what I hear. That's what I've heard. I don't... but, I mean, you need that. We need an easy access to slaughters. Right? Soon enough, there will be a channel on television. It'll be a live stream of all the slaughters. They'll be planned at this point. They'll be planned because we love it. We love it. We love to hear the misfortune. Right? There will be a school shooting channel. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. People getting killed. Right? Why the fuck not? George Carlin had a bit about it. Speaking about him earlier, I've been watching a lot of him again. But he had a bit about it where he talks about how that shit would sell. And it's true. I mean, the fact that we even, you know, they shouldn't be banned on anything until they start, you know, fucking with the terms and services. Anything else is fine, right? I don't know what maybe inherently they would be breaking the terms and services on YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook just by being there. Maybe there's some blockades already just by being on there. And maybe on Twitter, they kind of give you the option. You can break them if you can figure it out. And then once you figure it out, we kick you off. I think it's something like that. You know, it's strange. They let the Taliban stay on, but not the president. That's something I'm just thinking about just like right as we're sitting here. Right? They banned the ex-president of the United States, where Twitter is based out of. But they're allowing the Taliban, which is interesting. I guess now that I'm thinking about it, the president has more of a reach than the Taliban. But the Taliban is interesting, huh? I think that's also it. I think he sees that some of the stuff that the Taliban is kind of, you know, it's like, people will click on, you know, they'll come to the site more. There's not enough people on Twitter, right? We got to get more. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking as a levitating fat cat who owns a company. And I'm trying to get everybody, come on in. The Taliban is here. Watch what they're doing. That would be my mindset if I owned Twitter. I'd want all the extremist groups, all of them. Come on in. Tell everyone about yourselves. People will like you. Bring me more money. Right? Who gives a fuck? Right? Who cares? You want to know another weird thing? I had this conversation with some of my friends. It wasn't really a conversation. It was just me kind of shitting on this idea. I was saying that a shutdown would be kind of dope. Right? Just as a thought. Right? Think about it. Think about logically. When the shutdown was going on, what were you doing? Fucking around at home. You could go anywhere, really. Right? You could drive out of state if you want. Flying was kind of the question, but if you wanted to drive out of state, you could. You could. Nobody was working. Everybody was making way more money. Right? Everyone was chilling. There was no stress. People were dying, sure. People were, the people who were working were incredibly overworked. Sure. Sure. But, hey, can't win them all, right? Not everybody can be invited to the party. But that was I was just saying a lockdown would be cool. Another one, right? Just to shut a quick one. Quick one. Not like before. Just a quick 3 months. Everyone re-up on the bread. You know what I'm saying? Inflate the market a little more. Put a little more inflation up. And then we'll deal with it later. Right? We've been just turning the AC up. Turn the AC up, would ya? Just a little bit. That's all we've been doing. So might as well keep fucking doing it, right? And someone in the chat, Chris Oldred, said, what about the businesses? What are we going to do with these small businesses? They're going to go under. They can't stand another lockdown. That's not just him. He's not the only one saying this. A lot of people believe in this. They go, we can't withstand another lockdown. These companies are going to go under. And what are we going to do? Who gives a fuck? Really? Realistically? It took a global health crisis for anyone to even think to embrace the idea of supporting a local business. Any other time, you're going to Home Depot and not a local hardware store. You're going to the mall. You're going to Target. You're not going to a little boutique. You're not going to a fucking haberdashery for your leather goods. You're not doing any of that shit. You're going to the big mainstream corporations. Of course, that's what we all do, right? Restaurants. Everyone says restaurants are the ones that can't take it. Oh, no, restaurants. What the fuck? Such good restaurant. What are we going to do? You find somewhere else to eat. There's so much. You know, restaurants have the highest turnover rate of any business. They do. They have the highest turnover rate. So right now, there's restaurants closing and there's restaurants fucking opening. Okay? Okay. So let's be real here. Let's be honest. This is the only time in our capitalistic history in this country that we are actually out here saying support local businesses and actually caring about it. Oh no, a shutdown is going to be. Who cares? Really? No one cares. Nobody cares about local businesses. They only do right now. Now, don't get me wrong. I love to go out to eat. It's great. You know how many new restaurants came up after the shutdown? How many closed and new ones came up? That's what it is. It's a circle of life. Things die. Things be recreated. I mean, even in this fake society, in this simulation, if you will, the reason why I call it that is because it's not human nature to act the way that we act a lot of the time, right? This is a fabricated thing right now. As humans, there's no such thing as microphones and laptops and electronics and all that shit. There is now modern human, sure. But where we come from, we lived a lot longer not like this than we have like this. I forgot my point. Right, small businesses. Nobody ever cared about them. They didn't. They didn't. You know why? Because they charge too much. Because it's a small business. They got to cover their overhead. They charge too much. Things are in small batches. That's also why they charge too much. The places are dumps a lot of the time. You go into them and they look like shit. Every once in a while, you find a nice little boutique, little antique store. You go up in there. Antique stores are the only ones that'll survive. Because people will always love old shit. People love going to antique stores and sniffing around and, dust. Look at the dust on this thing. This will be nice in my study. I can wear my smoke jacket and look at this dusty desk. Look at this. Wow. Now, I don't mean to be so harsh, guys. I don't. It's just a weird thing, right? You've heard it. I don't want to say this is the first time. Oh, support your farmer. That's another thing. Support your local farmer. Support your local business. The only thing local businesses got were bumper stickers. Seriously, the only thing they got were bumper stickers. I support my local, vibrator repairman. You know what I'm saying? Instead of sending it back to the company, I got a guy, I pay him a little money, he fixes it. All right, cool. Bumper sticker, t-shirt, hat. That was it. Now it's on the news. People want to talk about it. Public figures, make sure you go here. They put pictures of shit. I got this ice cream at Janet's, asshole bowl. Come eat it. It's delicious. Support your local businesses, hashtags and all that shit. Yeah. Okay. And then once everything's back to quote unquote normal, those local businesses ain't going to get nothing from you. If anything, this helped local businesses. They got a lot of loans, a lot of free money. You know, they were able to cover expenses that they weren't going to be able to cover otherwise. They should be happy with that. Build your way back up. Get creative. We're humans. Humans. Not to get so cynical at you guys on a Monday morning, but I don't know. I've just been thinking about this stuff. I've just been thinking and ranting, you know. Another thing that I wanted to bring up. This weird trend. There's a strange trend that's going on. I see it often, especially in my generation, of these girls that want to be witches. And a lot of these girls are deviants. Sorry. They're deviants. Actual deviants, right? They're strange. They got tattoos. They buy crystals, right? They buy the crystals that change color. They swear that the moon gives them energy, right? They post the same regurgitated bullshit on social media. Oh, here's a picture of fucking a blurry picture of a fire that says, when the sun goes down, we come out. Yeah, good. How about some astrology, too? Post some of that while you're at it, while you're believing in nonsense. I don't know. I guess there's also the school of thought of, like, believe in whatever you can to get you through the day. Believe in it. And I guess that's true. You know, sometimes there's nothing. Sometimes you don't believe in anything and you get through the day. Sometimes you got to believe in, the fact that you'll get a good meal after a long day, right? That's an actual thing. That's an actual thing that gets us through points in our day. Oh, it's almost lunch, baby. Woo, almost lunch. Or the fact that you can go do something else, you know, something that you want to do. So I guess you do have to believe in some things. You know, I'm not a complete nihilist here. But you want to be a witch? You actually want to be one. Really? Do you know what a witch is? Do you know what they were? Do you know what they represented? They represented the scapegoat for all the sexual tragedies, quote unquote, most of them being normal by our standards today. They were the scapegoat for anything bad that happened in the community. Put it this way. If there was a girl who acted out, burnt at the stake, her fault, she's a witch. Ran out of town, caught, burnt at the stake. Hung, burnt. That's it. That's what a witch was. You are an absolutely alienated being that was blamed for every bad thing in your community. You want to be that? Congratulations. I've never met people, I've never even heard of a group of people who willingly decided to be alienated. Like, consciously want to be associated with a group that was known for nothing but bad things. Right? Nobody, well, I shouldn't say nobody, because there are Nazis. There were Nazis, there are Nazis, racist people. Shouldn't say anybody. But at least they're fighting for something, right? Nothing I believe in, nothing my great audience believes in. But at least they think they're fighting for something. At least they're blindly engaged in some sort of a cause. To be a witch? You want to be a witch? What is that? You're just nothing. You're not even a real witch doesn't exist. Like a real witch. You could sit in your room and read tarot cards and buy old books and hang out with a lady who does Wicca, whatever the fuck it's called. But you're not a witch. You're not a witch. Witch flies on a broomstick, has a fucking cauldron, is hideous, right? Hideous, ugly, warts, fucking disgusting. A lot of these women that want to be witches are beautiful ladies. Every time someone has mentioned a witch up until this point in history, it has been in a negative connotation. Ugh, that bitch looks like a witch. Look how hideous she is. Or people that don't say bitch, they'll just call a woman a witch. You're just a witch. You're a witch. That's a bad woman. It's just a bad person. I don't understand. I don't understand the affinity that one draws to want to be a non-existent being. I don't know. The only ones that ever existed were probably not real. Never real. They probably did stupid shit that, you know, back in the day, they just blamed on being a witch. There's not even a real basis for being a witch. The fact that there's actually a religion, Wicca, whatever the fuck it's called, the fact that there's actually an established religion that people follow, it's based on nothing. Granted, a lot of them are. Most religions are based on nothing. But at least they had good stories. At least they had something that sounded legitimate, some legitimacy. But a witch? I don't know. I have no idea. It doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense how any person would ever want to be a witch. Man, woman alike. I don't know. Who knows? Keep lighting your candles. Keep laying out under the moon. Keep getting bit by mosquitoes. Maybe one day you'll get hung in the city square and all your dreams will have been fulfilled. Your families will actually be punished. I could be wrong, but I think a lot of those families were punished, right? You want that for your family? You want to be you're being selfish. You're being selfish because the rest of your family is going to incur some serious, serious plight. All because you wanted to be a witch. Well, Jennifer, let me tell you something. This is 2021 and women can be whatever they want. But not a fucking witch. So yeah, those are some of the things I've been thinking about. What else? I mean, everything else is going good. Everything else other than those things, I don't have much else to say on. You know, it's been, I've had a pretty, last week was pretty busy. I couldn't think of the fucking word. I didn't want to say hectic because I wasn't running around all over the place, but it was busy. I did a lot of shit. I've been really getting into cooking. I really like to cook, man. It might be because I date a phenomenal chef, but it raises my levels, which is important, right? Me and Jared spoke about that last week. You hang out with people, they raise your levels. You want to level up, you got to hang out with the right people. If I want to get good at cooking, well, shit, I better hang out with a bomb-ass cook, and that's what I do all day, every day, motherfucker. No, but really, I went and made some shit. I love grilling. You guys know this by now, but I get Butcher Box. Come on, Butcher Box. Sponsor me, goddammit. I order your shit all the time. $175 every 6 weeks. You kidding me? Let me get some shit for free. Send some shit out to me. Ah, Butcher Box. I actually rave about Butcher Box. It's actually really good. It's really good. you know, there is a difference in that quality meat, even just looking at it, just looking at grass-fed beef versus the cancerous, steroided out, but delicious meat in the supermarket. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can go to, I'm sure you can go to local butchers and there's supermarkets that have good shit. You can, if you can afford Whole Foods, I'm sure I could afford Whole Foods. The fact that I'm spending $175 on meat, I bet I could go to Whole Foods and get a lot of meat for $175, but I still want that Butcher Box sponsorship. Butcher Box and Roka News. They're going to sponsor the show soon. The more I talk about them. But yeah, I've been cooking a lot. I've been working very, I've been packing my days. I've been trying to work diligently for good chunks of time, but also packing my days with other stuff. Like this past week, I read the fuck out of one of my books. When you get a book from the library, it kind of pressures you to read them. And before I would just be like, ah, whatever, I didn't finish it. But now that I have that goal, of 20 books this year, which is still a possibility. It's still very, very much in the realm of possibility. I'm close, and I'm not close at all. I'm still pretty far, and I'll probably read a book after this. I'll probably do a little reading after this. But I'm amping up the velocity. I'm amping up the quantity. I took some books out. I have two books to read right now. One of them is Albert Camus. It's actually two books in one book. The Exile and the Rise of the Kingdom and the Exile, or something like the Fall of the, I don't know. But they're in the same book. I may just treat it as one just because I'm that kind of guy. But you know, we'll see. I read George Carlin's Brain Droppings, which is hilarious. It was funny as fuck. And it put me on a Carlin kick, which has got me wanting to strengthen the rant and anger muscle. You know, that shit's important. It's important. You got to see the world for what it is sometimes. You got to see it that way, even though you don't want to. But That's what's going on. I mean, shit. That's what the fuck's going on in my life. Cooking, working, keeping shit together, starting new things. Something new is happening. And I've been saying it, and it's closer than ever. And this is me on a Monday morning telling you motherfuckers to take the leap. Take the leap. You know why? Because if you don't make it, you fucking die. Right? You just die and you're good. Take the leap. Just jump. Jump. Go. Take the leap. Do the thing. Try it. Try it. Don't try it. Do it. I find myself. See, you guys can tell. I'm a very multi-opinionated person. I feel like the situation depends. Try, don't try, do. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I'm like, fuck it, just try. You know? But trying really only delays things. It does. Trying really only just delays things. So, that's what the fuck it is, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed me talking about nonsense to you this morning. If you did, make sure you tell everyone about me. Subscribe, like, comment. Do a whole bunch of things. Follow the show. All the links are in the description. Follow me on all the social media you can. What the fuck else? There was another thing I was going to say to you and I forgot. Oh, Thursday episode coming. Don't know who's going to be on it, but we'll see. That's it, guys. I'm fucking done. I got nothing else to say. Peace.